Hey everyone, welcome to the Case by Casey podcast. I'm your host, Jethro Casey, and if you're a new listener, this podcast is all about uncovering the secrets to success, one case at a time. I'll be interviewing amazing guests to try and understand what it means to win and succeed in life. If you want to go faster, you go alone, but if you want to go further, we go together. So join me on trying to figure out the secrets to success. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Case by Casey, solo episode 22, I believe. And today we're going to be talking about your heart and why it's so important on your journey to success and your journey after success as well. So I got this idea. I was just praying and I've been thinking about or have been thinking about for a while, like, how do you hear God's voice and how does this relate to your heart? So I was just in prayer and I asked God, like, hey, what do you want me to talk about for this episode? And this is the first time I've ever really done something like this, at least consciously, you know. And I think a lot of us, for when we think of how does God speak, and I wrote like a bit of a speech on this, and it was like, does God speak through a voice? Well, like, whose voice, how does God sound then, right? Does God speak through emotions? Then what emotions does he speak through? Is it through the visible, like your eyes? Is it through feelings, like what you feel physically? So I think these questions all go into how we can understand how God speaks. And also, like, in your heart, when I asked this question, hey, God, like, what do you want me to speak about? It was not only inside of me, like, you know, actually thinking the thought. And it wasn't just with my spoken words, but it was also with my heart. And the answer that I got was to talk about heart, thinking, peace, and love. So that's what I'm going to talk about for this episode. So I want to start off this episode with Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 7. And it says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he." And what does this mean? Well, I've come to realize that talking to successful people and just learning more is that what you think is who you become. And I've talked about this on prior episodes, but I think this is so important because your thoughts create your actions, right? And your actions create your reality, and your reality is who you are. But a lot of people mess up on the thought part. So a perfect example of this is imposter syndrome for people who deal with imposter syndrome or struggle with it. And I used to claim it. And we could talk about words in another episode, why words are so important. And you guys know I love affirmations, or if you don't know, I love affirmations. But the reason why thoughts and imposter syndrome coincide together is because the person you see yourself as, or the achievements that you see yourself as, doesn't line up with the thinking of who you are. So people can be telling you these things. Oh, you're so amazing. You're so smart. Oh man, I wish I could be like you, et cetera, et cetera. Insert compliment here. But if your thinking doesn't line up with what people view you as, or more importantly, what you view yourself as, then you view yourself as an imposter. So how do we not only combat this, but how do we get through this and start viewing ourselves not as an imposter, but as the person that you actually are, and even view yourself as someone who's better? Because the Bible says that we are God's, right? It says that we were made, first of all, we were made in the image of God. So to be made in the image of something, you have to be, and we are also in the same likeness, right? So we ourselves are God's in human form. That's why we have the Spirit. But God is also the God of gods. So this goes back to your heart and why this is so important. Because as Proverbs 23 said, verse 7, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." So you can't think, you can't be something that you don't already think you are. I'll say that again. You can't be something that you don't already think you are. And this is so important because a lot of people want to have this idea of who they are or who they want to be, but they're not even consistently thinking about that. And we know that you become what you think about. and also going into another verse is Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. So now we know that as you think in your heart, so are you. And you have to keep your heart with all diligence, meaning you have to watch your heart, be diligent about what's in your heart, what you think. For from it flows the springs of life, flows everything that's going to come from your life, comes from within you. It's very interesting because I learned this about education, is that education, I believe, comes from like the Greek word induce, which means to like pull out. Maybe that's not exactly true, but I know education means to pull out from within. So all this means is that everything that you already want and everything that you've already done and have came from within you. That A that you got on the test, that job that you landed, that job that you're crushing right now, that project that you started, the project that you finished, the ideas that you've had, the emotions that you felt, the goals that you've accomplished, it's all come from within you. And what education does, or what your thoughts do, is that it pulls it, it starts from within you, and then it becomes manifested into reality. So this is so important, because if you can't think a certain way, or if you, let's say even a better way, is if you're stuck thinking a certain way, that's all you are going to be. So if you ever seen somebody who's negative, or somebody who's a complainer, they're focused on what they don't have. And what I'm learning, and this was something I learned recently, is that a lot of us, so many of us, and this is every human being in the world, doesn't matter if you're Elon Musk to anybody, really doesn't matter. But most of our problems come from us looking at them from a lens of, I can't, it's not possible, I can't, it won't happen. Add your negative statement here, right? But all the possibilities and the opportunities and the things that have been created, then from I can't to I can. It's not that I can't do this. Actually, I can do this. That's not that it won't happen. It will happen. It's not that it's impossible. I can make it possible, right? So switching your lens from, and this is so important, because if you frame in your mind is that you can't do something, it doesn't matter what I show you. If you're stuck in that frame of thinking, if that's set in your heart, then how can I tell you and change how you think? But that's not completely true, because there is one way. And the way that I'm learning, and this is why podcasting is so important to me, and just communication is so important to me, is through one way, is by one, breaking your limiting belief. So for example, I used to think I couldn't be a business person, or I couldn't be an entrepreneur, or I couldn't be, or I wasn't creative, right? These are all limiting beliefs, things that I believed in my heart to be true. So it was true. So I would say first, ask yourself that question. What's something that you keep telling yourself that's not true, that you believe to be true, something that you've created to be a fact that's not a fact, something in your mind that you say it's true when it's, who told you that was true, right? So for me, I said I couldn't be, or I'm not a business person, right? And then I go to this podcast conference and I see all these business people, all these entrepreneurs. And it was just so normal for them. It was like, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. Oh, yeah, I have three companies. So right there, I had my limiting belief. But what they did was that they raised my awareness. They showed me that you don't have to be special to be a business person. And with this podcast, it showed me that I can be creative with other things outside of life. It shows me that I can be creative. When I was first starting the podcast, I was like, who's going to listen to a 20-year-old at the time? But what I came to realize through these conversations with people telling them my idea, they were like, yo, that sounds like a great idea. So it raised my awareness, or it shifted my limiting belief into, okay, maybe this is something that's possible. And that's all you really need. Because if you can switch it from, because when a thought is it's impossible, it's never going to happen. Doesn't matter what I tell you. But if you can shift your mind from it's not impossible, but it's possible, So we do that by gathering new information, by listening to people who have what we want, from being around those who are who we want to be. And then the last Bible verse for today is, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. That's Psalm 19, chapter 19, verse 14. So why did I choose this one? Well, let the words of my mouth, let's start with that. Your words are so important, because if you think something, right, the result of a thought is the spoken word or its written form, right? So it's very hard to speak something and it be out of line with your thoughts. Because if you do that, we call that, one, lying, right? And lying makes us feel bad. And that's unethical. That literally goes against what your heart is telling you. Your mind, your heart, right? Is telling you. So what we need to do is not only control our thoughts, but also put those thoughts, the meditations, as the verse says, the meditation of your heart to be acceptable in your sight, not only God's sight, but also your sight as well. So it doesn't make sense. If I want to be a multimillionaire, for example, why am I going to say words like, I'm scared of doing this investment, or I can't become an entrepreneur, or I'm not the type of person who, or this always happens to me because, right? Because when you start to affirm it with words, because affirmations aren't only positive, there's negative affirmations as well. And if you're telling yourself these words over and over, I'm not creative, I'm not an entrepreneur, I can't start my podcast, or maybe you do want these things. Let's say you do want to be an entrepreneur, you do want to start a podcast, you do want to be a business owner. And you're saying these things, or you're thinking these things, but you're saying, when somebody asks you, like, hey, do you want to do, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur, but, you know, I just don't think I could do it. Boom, limiting belief right there. And it's even worse, because that limiting belief that you've spoken with your words doesn't actually work with your thoughts, what's in your heart. And it says something very interesting. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. So how do you meditate with your heart, right? That's a great question. And what I've learned is that meditation isn't just sitting there and breathing and all that. That's a form of meditation, right? But when the Bible talks about meditation of your heart, it's talking about, what do you focus on? What are you meditating on? Because meditating is you sitting there and just letting it happen, thinking, right? So what are you thinking on? These are questions that you need to ask yourself, because questions, as we know, are the answers. So if you're not asking yourself these questions, what am I meditating on? What am I thinking about throughout the day? Are the thoughts that I think who I want to be? Because you can't be who you want to be without thinking those thoughts. And obviously, thoughts are amazing. That's what leads everything. But the most important thing, not the most important thing, but thoughts will never happen without the things that you want will never happen without the action coming. So the meditation of your heart is, what are you thinking about throughout the day? You know, there's this quote that I like, which is obsessed. Let me find it real quick. I believe it's obsessed is, it's one, there's a few actually. So the first one is, your obsessions become your possessions. And the other one is something along the lines of, obsession is the price of admission to world class. And then the last one, I believe, is something along the lines of, lazy people call obsessed people like crazy, or something along those lines. And I say all of this because, oh, I found it right here. Obsessed is just a word the lazy use to describe the dedicated. And it's weird. I used to really have this weird idea of obsession, of like, oh, I don't want to be obsessed. Obsessed sounds weird. I don't like, that's, why would you be obsessed with something? But if you're always meditating on that thing, success, imagine you were thinking about success, whatever that looks like for you, 24/7, right? How could you not become successful? Let's say you've been having a hard time with your friends, right? And you want to mend that relationship. If you start thinking of ways you can create opportunities to fix it, how would you not fix it? If you want to be a better basketball player, sports or athlete, whatever, and you think about how you can become better every day, how could you not be better? When you think about all the great entrepreneurs, the people, not even entrepreneurs, the great people, the LeBrons of the world, the Messis, the Ronaldos, the Elon Musks, the great artists, the J. Coles, the M&Ms, whoever you want to insert great person here, right? If you listen to them talk, they say that they thought about it all the time, that they were consumed by it, that they were obsessed by it. So then the question is, how do we become obsessed? Well, it's about thinking about it more. It's also about making decision, because at one point, and I really like this quote, is you're only one decision away from the life that you want, from the life that you dream of, from the life that you sleep and you dream about, that the maybe that the inner kid in you dreams about, the car that you want, the house that you want, the family that you want, the money that you want, the whatever that you want. You're only one decision away. But the thing is, most people never make the decision. They'll think about it, but they won't make the decision, the choice, and say, today is the day that I change. Because when you decide that, your life changes. When you decide to change is when you change. Because if nothing changes, nothing changes with you. Or another quote is, if you want things in your life to change, you're going to have to change things in your life. And it's not, I'm not saying it's easy, but I'm saying that it starts with a thought. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Case by Casey. Thanks for listening to this episode of Case by Case. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to drop a like, follow, or rate on whatever platform you're listening on. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So if you want to help others prepare for the path to success, don't forget to share this episode on social media so we can reach success together.